Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager with the Relate365.com leadership team here on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. In Mark chapter 11, verses 18 to 19, it says, "And the chief priests and the scribes heard it, and were seeking a way to destroy him, for they feared him, because all the crowd was astonished by his teaching. And when evening came, they went out of the city." We often try to destroy that which we fear. We try to destroy God rather than fear him. We try to destroy viruses rather than fear them. We try to eradicate poverty rather than fear it. Fear can be a good thing, for it makes our actions align with something more powerful than us. If you fear the virus, and you go and you wash your hands, and you do that on a regular basis, and you practice some hygiene techniques that we've been told work by various medical professionals, then you don't have to fear the virus necessarily. You see, fear can be a good thing in that it can protect you from getting sick. It can also be something that causes you to lock down your life and never move. Fear can be a good thing. We seem to want to eliminate it because we want nothing to be more powerful than ourselves. So sometimes we walk around and say, "Well, I'm not afraid of that virus, so I won't do anything to protect myself." Well, I think that might be a little arrogant. You see, fear has a line somewhere in the sand where it's good for us to adjust our lives according to real fear for real reasons, but when the fear begins to take over, we have trouble. We want to eliminate it, yet in reality, many things in life are really more powerful than us, and because they are more powerful than us, we should fear them. If I have a bear running at me in the woods, it would be smart to fear that bear and that it could be doing something violent to me if it catches me. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Those who recognize that God is almighty must respond to the fact, just as I respond to viruses by washing my hands and the thought of poverty by planning, working, and saving. Reasonable fear is healthy. The elimination of fear, although a natural desire, disconnects us from reality. There is an almighty, all-knowing, ever-present God, and I'm not him. My fear for him is healthy, and I will not attempt to minimize this truth. We can't minimize the idea of an almighty God that one day we will stand before. We can't minimize the idea that you and I will be held accountable for our lives and for what we've believed and what we've taught. If we do that, that fear will adjust us in the right pattern. I'm Dave Wager with the leadership team of Relate365.com.